No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, 2 extra toasts, and a half sweet TF lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on with Shin Daddy today in Creighton, Bill?
It's going to smell beautiful. It's Tartar Sauce Tuesday.
Oh, God.
It's Tartar Sauce Tuesday. Shin Daddy is frying fish. He's frying fish inside the bank lobby, and then he's got an ample amount of tartar sauce available, and there will be two things served. There will be tartar sauce, and there will be white bread with butter on it, okay. And that's it. With the fish. It's an incredible, you ever had just a piece of white bread with butter and a fish sandwich, and then some tartar sauce, and that's all you need, Jim. That's all you need in your life, really. And so today is Tartar Sauce Tuesday, so it'll smell.
A lot of fish.
It'll smell kind of as if it's if you're in Lint. It'll smell very much like Lent.
Lent's in season.
It's getting closer, so Steve wanted to bring...
He doesn't give ash. You won't put an ash on your forehead.
This is not
April.
Ash Tuesday. It's Tartar Sauce Tuesday, where it's different. So ample amounts of tartar sauce will be available as he is frying fish.
What kind of fish?
What's that? Cod, walleye, and crappie.
Oh, God.
Yes, yes.
Good.
Very good fish. You might throw a couple catfish in for you, too.
I just want some white fish.
Yeah, so you can get that.
Anything white.
Tartar Sauce Tuesday at Midwest Bank. Yes. We got a special guest here with us for the 7 o'clock hour. We've got Monty Kratzenstein and Jim Hansen from the Nebraska Greats Foundation.
Jim's here again.
Jim is here on Wednesday for
Breaker Day.
He's back again. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm glad I could fit this in, you know.
We have guests.
Yeah, they're in studio with us here at 1040 O
Street.
Now,
is there some sort of conflict over there, Steve, with you sitting by Monty? Because Monty was Jerry Godowski's favorite target, and you and Jerry have been at odds.
Wait.
Wait
a minute.
Yeah, they're at odds.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't know
they
odds.
They went head-to-head basketball.
We went after my girlfriend.
I went after his girlfriend. Jerry at a track meet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Jerry went after.
What was her name? He was bothering her.
What was her name?
Was he?
Lisa.
Yeah. He's bothering her.
I had to bail you out because I introduced Jerry to his wife, Sammy. And so I took that heat and I
wasn't worried
you.
About it.
Yeah, I
you,
wasn't worried
you
about
worried.
It.
No,
but they've been their
arms were bigger.
They've been at odds They went head to head at point guard on basketball.
Jerry was an off guard.
Yeah, off guard. Yeah, it's been a big deal here. So now you're Jerry's favorite target. So now
you're Jerry's favorite target.
Well, I was favorite because I was a roommate on the road. Yeah. I wasn't very good, but I was smart. So
you
room with the quarterback. See, so Jerry used to overthrow me every so often because even though we were great friends, he never realized that I could maybe run a 5 flat 40.
Yeah.
And so there was about 3 passes that senior year. There's just off my fingertips. Yeah. And I'm like, Jerry, remember, really? I'm a 4.95 guy.
So he led you, but not to your ability level.
Oh, there basically. Was no. Yeah, amen.
Makes sense.
What year was that year, your final year?
89, 90. Yeah. Well, you and I know, we're easy to remember. And Jerry didn't Jerry did not redshirt, as you remember.
That's right.
And so he was a year younger, but we graduated at the same time.
Can you guys at least do this right now? Here, get along. Here you go.
We're going to get along.
Just okay. Friends.
Okay, I've always gotten along.
His columns in the Daily Nebraskan kept me awake during a lot of those classes I had over there.
We've brought him up. He got into especially the whole situation with the letting go of a basketball coach.
Mo.
Yeah,
we heard about that.
That one got
heated. We saw that.
So anyway.
I love you guys.
All right, we got to talk about this.
Yeah, you're part of a great organization and a great event coming up on Friday. So let's get into what the Nebraska Greats Foundation is, the history of it, and your involvement of it with it, Monty, and Jim also. Go ahead, Monty.
Well, first. I'll give you kind of the 30,000-foot overview of this. The Nebraska Greats Foundation started about 14, 15 years ago. A man by the name of Jerry Murtaugh, who a lot of us know, one of the greatest linebackers to ever play at Nebraska, he started the organization. It's basically a situation where you can go on the website and hear the story. Sure. He tells the story a lot, but he was inspired by Andre Franklin and an experience he had with him. And he had an opportunity to help Dave Hum. Dave Hum was going through some stuff toward the end of his life and needed some help. And Jerry rallied some money and had some help for Dave Hum and started this foundation, started out as the Husker Greats Foundation, and then grew, expanded, developed a board of directors, and turned into the Nebraska Greats Foundation. And basically the premise is very similar to what it started with, was helping former letter winners and athletes, student athletes, with medical financial needs when they're going through a tough time. And that's the primary mission. Now we've expanded into different areas, but that's the primary mission. And then it's morphed, it's grown. And I've been on the board for about 6 years. And the reason why I was on the board was they needed help with the golf tournament out in Kearney, Nebraska. And I was out there. And, you know, if there's golf and there's you know, Mike Rozier's involved, sign me up, because there's always going to be some fun. And so I got involved with the board at that time about 6 years ago, and then served on the board from Kearney. And then about a year ago, we lost our executive director. And it was about at a time when we needed a little bit of restructuring, because Jim Rose, who was our executive director for 5 years, really had grown this thing. He's a fundraiser, a very talented individual. Mm-hmm. He had left. We needed some operations help. So the board asked me if I would be interested in taking over some of the executive director duties. And I said, well, you know, I have a job, but I can maybe do this on the side. And the board, and I'll mention the board here in a bit, but our board is absolutely incredible. Guys like, you know, Eric Crouch and Chris Brown and Boyd Epley and Pat Logsdon and a guy by the name of Bruce Rasmussen, who's unbelievable.
Yep.
Bill Hammack, Brett Wetton is our president, Big Brett. And that board, that's the reason, one of the reasons why I do this. And so about a year ago when I stepped into this role, it was, you know, we took a good hard look at the foundation, what we were doing, which direction we needed to go, changed some of our marketing, changed some of our branding, looked at all of our vendors, improved our website, and basically turned this into a thing where we raise money and we give it away. It's as simple as that. And we identify people that need the help. There's a vetting process, and we're really pretty proud of what we do. We're efficient. We kind of know our place as far as our niche. And I love the organization. I love what we do.
You raise money and then give it out.
Simple process.
Is this only to those who participated at the University of Nebraska?
Oh, absolutely not. It became the Nebraska Greats Foundation. So eligible people are former student athletes from all 16 4-year colleges in Nebraska, and I know our other guest is going to talk about that just a little bit.
And who is that?
Oh, a living legend. I can't even begin to start talking about Jim, but go ahead, guys. Pepper him with questions.
Jim Hansen,
he is amazing.
Monty Kratzenstein, Jim Hansen. So yeah, Jim, you're with us in the studio. Tell us your involvement with the Nebraska Greats Foundation as well.
You know, well, thanks very much. And, you know, Jerry Murtaugh, the funny thing about that, Jerry's an Omaha North grad.
Okay.
And my dad, after he got done playing professional baseball, and my dad played a year of football at Nebraska, played a year of football at Iowa, then went and played pro baseball. He came back to Omaha. He started coaching like North Omaha Bears or whatever it was. And he coached Jerry Murtaugh. So Jerry's a football guy. I mean, he's old West tough, as I like to say. And my dad was old West tough. So it was nice to have that connection. So anyway, you know, the thing about Nebraska Greats, and I always say this about all of the time that I've been head coach in baseball or assistant coach in football, we have a great state college system here in Nebraska. We have great, whether it's Wayne State, it used to be Kearney State, mm-hmm. we'll give it its due, but UNK.
Still Peru going Kearney State for me.
But then mm-hmm. Concordia, Midland, mm-hmm. Hastings, mm-hmm. Doan, and Nebraska Wesleyan, the Plainsmen at that time.
Plainsmen.
And with that, these are the kids that play there. Not all the kids in the state, whether they're male or female, can go play at the University of Nebraska and should. And then you had places like Creighton, couldn't play at Creighton. You know, maybe UNO, maybe UNK, maybe not. But these state colleges, those are our kids. So my daughter, Bridget, our oldest, she played soccer for Pius, was a good soccer player, not a Division I player. So long story short, she ended up going to Wayne State, played at Wayne State, had a great experience, made great friends. I can go back to it. July 10th at 5:45 at night. My wife and I got a call from our daughter that she had cancer. She had a lump on her breast that was biopsied at Mayo and came back that it was cancer. And so what do you do as a parent? You know, I, as a coach, I'm a problem solver. Hey, what's the problem? We're going to solve it. What do we need to do? And this was like a blindside block. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. Anyway, long story short from there.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
A friend of mine said, apply for Nebraska Greats. Because Bridget was a letter winner, just like these local kids that are letter winners all over the state. And, you know, it's been a great journey that's been with Nebraska Greats. My daughter, she has angiosarcoma. She found the best doctor in the country, Dr. Ravi at MD Anderson. And, man, one time I went with her down to MD Anderson. You walk into that complex and they have a high rise, and I don't know, it's probably 13 or 14 floors, and you go in and every floor is a different cancer.
Wow.
And it's like, holy smokes, you never knew that this was like this. And the doctor said that on any day, they have about 65,000 to 70,000 people on campus to help these people. So thankfully, because of Nebraska Greats and what they have been able to provide, they helped Bridget with her travel and with her being able to get to MD Anderson to get the best coverage for her cancer in the country. And right now, thank God, she's in remission. It's going great. She is a teacher and coach at Columbus SCOTUS. Mm-hmm. My son-in-law, Zach McPhillips, Bridget McPhillips, they teach and coach at SCOTUS, have three wonderful grandkids. They're in the school system there. And thanks to Nebraska Greats and what they've provided, we're moving on. We're able to continue on and have a great, we had a great Thanksgiving season with everybody together. And it's provided that. And it provides that hope. You know, Bill, I always like to tell quarterbacks that we have that when you're a quarterback, you got to give hope to the rest of your team. How you play, how you go. Nebraska Greats is that hope. They're that quarterback. They come in and they provide that. Not just and Nebraska players. I remember Nebraska Greats, Paul Castle, one of our players, arguably the greatest football player in Pius history. He contracted medical issues. Greats helped him out as well. And there's other people. There's what, Monty, 50 people that you guys have helped so far?
right now our list is at 69, 71. Wow. We're vetting three. We've given away about $2.2 million. And that's over the course of a long period of time. 25 has been a great year for us. We've had more recipients this year than we ever have. We've given away more money than we ever have. Obviously, that takes some money. Wow. But it's been a really cool deal. And if I ask one thing of people listening, and the Breakers are incredible about all of this, because I guarantee you, if you look at our website, you'll go through a list of recipients and there'll be some names that you're like, wow, I had no idea. I got involved with Nebraska Greats because of Kenny Clark.
Ken Clark, the running back.
And you know how I feel about Ken Clark. I don't know if you know Damon Benning and I's favorite running back. He was our guy. He was our running back during that time. And I didn't know about Nebraska Greats. I found out about it at Salem Baptist Church at his funeral. And I found out that they had done some things for him. But if you go down the list of people, you know, mentioned Ken Clark and Dave Hum and Paul Castle and Jay Sims and Tim Worth and Anthony Steeles. Some of these guys that you're familiar with, Sip, you know, Todd Honus, Kevin Leitner is a great story. And I'd like to get Kevin involved in some of this stuff publicly. Of course, he's in Japan coaching.
But
I get his O-line updates on social media. Yes, yeah. I always follow it. Yes.
He contracted COVID was in really, really bad shape for a long time. Bad. And we were able to help him. But, there, you know, there's a name, you know, Jay Sims, George Mills, who recently passed away. There's a lot of basketball players. Bernard Day, Larry Florence just passed away, and we were involved with Larry's care for 5 years, and that was a really cool deal. Mark Haley is one of our new baseball recipient. He was a co-captain for the Huskers in the mid '80s. I go through this list just because you know, to raise awareness of the people that we help, not to bring a spotlight on us, but just, you know, once you become a recipient, just like Bridget, you're part of the family. And that's what we do. That's how we do it. It's really a cool deal. We raise money, give it away.
So I'm in awe of this.
So for those who don't know, again, how do people contribute? Again, what's the website? How do people go about helping Nebraska Greats out?
Well, I appreciate you asking that. NebraskaGreatsFoundation.org is our website, and we've done a really great job. We have a very small staff. We have a small staff of people that work on these things behind the scenes. We have a recipient director. We have a marketing person. If you go to NebraskaGreatsFoundation.org, you'll see the website, and there's a donate button right there. And one of the great things that we do is we've given away $1,000 for someone, just their insurance won't pick up something for a wheelchair, a hospital bed, long-term care, cancer treatments, transportation. We have a really, our board is amazing, and we have the ability to give away money for a lot of different purposes, a lot of different reasons. So what we're doing in Lincoln this week, thanks to the ticket, is we're putting the spotlight on a couple, on several of your shows of what we do, and then we're going to give an opportunity for people to donate. You know, through our website, we'll have different QR codes at our event on Friday, which, yes, Jake, you'll talk about.
Absolutely.
And there's just a chance, and we'll take $5, we'll take $50, $500, $5,000. And I know, Bill, some of your friends that you have, you know, even more than that, because, yeah, I know people have been taking your financial advice and your investing advice, et cetera, on this show.
That's one thing I do is finance.
Yes. Yes. You know,
very
people.
Well to do.
Oh, I mean, look the way, I mean, just look at him. You can just tell.
Regal.
You can
regal.
Tell. He's regal.
Oh,
he's
like
regal.
The event you're talking about. So this Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Old School, Jay Foreman will be out at Liquid Asset Sports Bar and Grill at 27th and Jamie Lane, sponsored by Alpha Wealth Advisors. It's going to be basically, you know, promotion for the Nebraska Greats Foundation, a chance for us to get donations and just promote it more and talk about it more and talk about the importance of it, not just in this community, but statewide for all of our former athletes.
And again, It's the people that are involved. We're gonna, you know, Frank Solich is gonna stop by. You know, Mandy Monson, who used to be on the board, is gonna stop by. We just got a lot of people that are involved. They're gonna stop in. A little bit of FAC before the Husker volleyball game. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a great
well,
gathering.
Pat Logsdon be there.
Pat Logsdon will be there, unless she's on some sort of a mountain climbing tour or cruise, because she's out of town a lot.
She's out all the time. But, Pat Logsdon ran the university for many years.
With LeBlanc.
With Dennis, know, her yeah, and Dennis LeBlanc.
You know, the great thing about this, and you guys are bringing up the Huskers, and you remember those names, you remember those teams, that's great. But the thing I love about this, number one, when you are participating in athletics, I don't care, fall, winter, spring, summer, doesn't matter. You get to be parts of teams. You make those bonds with people. And the state college system that's now represented with Nebraska Greats, I always think back, and Bill's great at this. You know, I think back, there was a young man, William Bush, who was a Pendragon, who said, I'm not able to play at Nebraska, but I'm going to go get an education at Nebraska Wesleyan. You made lifelong friends that were
absolutely
on the team at Nebraska Wesleyan. And there is nothing, once you're on a team, male or female, once you're on a team, there's nothing you do for your teammates, wouldn't do for your teammates, you know, to help them. And so besides donating, if there's people that are out there and you have participated, maybe you're at Hastings College, Doan, you know, Concordia, anywhere, and you have a teammate that may be struggling, contact Monty, contact Nebraska Greats, let them know, you know, and see if there's a way that we can help them, because these are the people that are our people. This is our community. These are our kids, our soon to be adults, and that. And it's been, I can't tell you the impact for our family that Greats has made to support Bridget and our family. And as a parent, when you're sitting there and, you know, you're in tears and you don't know what to do, they came in and they helped. They gave that hope.
Monty, one more time, powerful, the website here before people to donate.
NebraskaGreatsFoundation.org. And go through, look at what we do, who's involved, and then there's a big fat donate button. You hit that. It's a pretty simple process. And again, at this event on Friday, we'll have QR codes. We'll have opportunities to donate at that point. 501(c). So tax deductible. And I know that's important to a lot of people this time of year. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure everybody understands I'm involved in a lot of, we are all involved in a lot of great foundations and great charities. There's a lot of great things. Mm-hmm. This isn't for necessarily everybody, right?
Sure.
You have to have a personal connection. I'm involved because guys that I played with, guys that I coached, guys that I've known have been helped. That's why I'm involved in it. And also the great people that are part of this organization. But if it touches your heart, if you know some of these people, if you say, hey, I know some people that need some help, reach out to us. We're going to help them.
Is it also important to know that I'm asking that $20, fine, right?
Absolutely.
So it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a deal like, well, I'm not in a position right now to donate $10,000. a group of people that are doing $25, get a group together, whatever, a piece, that all adds up.
A flight and lodging and so on going to Houston, to the Cancer Center in Houston, you know, $1,000 goes a long way from that standpoint. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you get some breakers and you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to be given a little bit of, I've been blessed. I'm going to give a little bit of my money at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. We will take anything and we will accept anything. We appreciate everything. We really do.
Thanks, the website Bill. Is NebraskaGreatsFoundation.org. The event is Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. with old school Jay Foreman at Liquid Asset Sports Bar and Grill, sponsored by Alpha Wealth Advisors. Please stop by, see Nebraska Greats of the Past, and help donate to the great cause.
Absolutely. You guys are great. You know, I'm the same age as some of you guys. So a lot of your shtick, a lot of things you do, they're right at my...
Wow, better times. Better times.
Thank you, Monty, for listening to us.
Yes. Oh, well. And by the way, we didn't know we... Get the hamsters in the back going a little faster because we got to get over the river because I live in Omaha now, right? And so, you know, I get...
There's an app on your phone, just so you know.
Whoa. I'm a flip phone. Wait, I have a flip phone. Yeah. Better times, Bill. Yes. Better times.
It's Monty Kratzenstein and Jim Hansen, Nebraska Greats. Guys, thanks for coming in. Appreciate you guys.
Great stuff.
You guys are great.
Thank you. NFL winners and losers is next on Early Break on the Ticket.